This is the From Blues to Rock show here on Hermitage with me, John Seymour, and I've got a great show lined up for you today. Yes, I have. My special guest today is Howard Pedersen. You may not have heard of him. He's actually from Norway. Really very good guitarist and all round really nice guy. I caught up with him earlier in the week and you can hear what he had to say as well as some of his latest album. Some really good music coming up for you in the course of the show. Right, as I said, my special guest this week is Howard Pedersen, all the way from Norway. And when I phoned him, he had to stop his car and pull over to the side of the road, because obviously you can't drive and be on the phone doing an interview at the same time. It's just not good practice. But anyway, enough about that. Got part one of the interview coming up right now, and then part two in the second hour of the show. So you're going to have to stay tuned if you want to listen to all of it. I'm good like that. Anyway, I'm going to play you the title track to kick us off from Howard's album. Yes, it's called Never Felt So Good. Have a listen to this. Really great stuff.
Hello. Is that Havard?
Yes.
Ah.
It is.
It's John.
Hi there, how are you?
Not so bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just been a busy day.
Yeah, are you
so, I'm selling my house and moving to southern part of Norway.
Oh, right.
So.
Right, so, never felt so good. Is that your first solo album, yeah?
In 1994, we had a band called Little Sweet Daisy. So, you know, the right pronoun would be Sweet Little Daisy, but we call it Little Sweet Daisy. And we won a Rock Against Drug contest. And the first prize was to record a CD. So that's my first album. And I did an album with Cinematic World.
Yeah.
Which is a pop group. And Never Felt So Good.
Right.
Some of the songs are really old. And I've been working, you know, for a long time. It's been inside of me, so it's good to get it out, you know. I want to start a new project soon.
Really?
So
you keep it busy. And are you still doing the Norwegian Beatles thingy?
Yeah, you know, it's funny thing to do, and it's a bit, you know, relaxing doing other stuff. But it's good. It keeps you bright and alert and sharp. So you get other inputs, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And of course, you come from a very musical family.
Yeah. We have John Orm, which is my cousin, and his sister. Tone,
yeah.
Tone Norum, and many members of our family, uncles and other relatives, performing or are musicians as well. So it's a big family with a lot of music.
You know, you get a lot of different influences from that as well, I suppose.
Yeah. We do that as well, because within the family you think of, or because I have an uncle. He plays in a dance old band. You know, they just play old songs.
Yeah, or yeah.
Kind of old people. You know, it's nice, but you know, and I have other cousin. He plays fusion, you know, it's very. When we talk to each other, you know, we get a lot of inspiration and inputs and motivation. So that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and do you sing yourself?
Yeah, you know, I when I made the songs, that these, friends of mine, sing, I did the song, and I thought of, the person that, was gonna sing the song, because, many of the songs which are on the album fits, to the vocal. Therefore, many of the songs wouldn't fit my vocal. So I sing a few songs, but my next album that I'm going to work with, I'm going to do all by myself.
Yeah.
All vocals. So I'm going to try to fit the song.
On your album, then, it was like you wrote the songs for, and you had in mind who was going to sing them.
Yeah, I made a song, and I tried to sing it myself, and, I could have done it, but I wanted it to be as good as possible. And then I was thinking of Kai Zombie, who is doing the song with Ronnie Letecre from TNT. He would fit that song, you know, and Alexander Stenerud, who has his, we made the song together and fitted him well. So.
Something else.
And yeah, I mean, having listened to the album sort of quite a few times, each I mean, I did say at the time, I think, that whoever decided that which singer should sing which song, it just, you know, it was really well put together.
Yeah, but I was making the song, and I was singing the song myself, and I was thinking, who could fit the song? Who could sing this song? Who would be a good singer for this song? And I was in contact with different people and friends of mine, of course, and they were all happy to participate in the album, and I was glad they came along, you know, especially John, who was on vacation here in Alta, and we had a day in the studio, and he was only meant to play guitar on this song, and he did five takes on in studio on the guitar, you know, which was amazing to watch. You know, he's got such a good routine, and he's a fantastic player. And he had heard the song many times. Still in Love with You, the Melissa cover. He had heard the song many times, but he never played it. And bad tones or sour notes or you know, he just played five takes, amazing, you know, and we put it all together. And then I asked him if he would like to try to sing the song as well. The result was good.
Yes, it was very good. Obviously, on the album, there's a few cover versions. And I think the most notable one is the last track, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
It's a song that we have done several times, which have, you know, become better and better. And when we do, of course, we do the song when we play with the Norwegian Beatles. And, you know, I personally think it's one of our best songs. And we got a good comments from people when we do the song. So it's been growing and becoming better, and, you know, working on the guitar work on the song. And, you know, it's very hard to do a cover. You got to be careful doing the right things and playing the right stuff, and you know, try to make it as good as you can.
Yeah, and
In respect of the original version. So it's, you know, people who like these songs have a relation. They relate to the song, you know. And if you disrespect, you know, the things with the song that the people like, they wouldn't like the song either. And the new version that you had made, you know. So it's I have the same feeling when other people make cover versions of songs that I like. And it's really special and not good, you know. I won't listen to it. So
yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
You know, there are some covers that are truly awful.
Yeah. So it's very good to hear that to get that kind of feedback. It's really great.
Obviously, you've been sort of around the world with the Norwegian Beatles. Have you got any plans to go on a solo tour at all, or with another band, or?
You know, it's a plan. I'm still working on new songs, and we're working on with a few friends of mine. You know, right now I'm moving. You know, I'm moving south, and it's a lot of things going on, and we have booked gigs for this year with Beatles, and we also have another cover band. So, you know, being busy with all the things, the other bands and all the other stuff, it makes it a bit hard to break through with your own stuff. But if you ask me what I would love to do or what I would prefer to do, you know, it's obvious I would do my own stuff, but It's hard to, because money is also a thing in everything you do.
Right, coming up now for you is part two of my chat with Howard Pedersen. Yes, and I'm going to kick off this part of the interview with possibly one of the finest cover versions you are ever likely to hear. And incidentally, I'm going to finish the interview with one of the finest cover versions you're ever likely to hear. But you can make your own mind up. In the meantime, this is Howard Pedersen with his version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I don't know how.
But I'm really glad that John participated, because it was a real kick having him, an artist of his dimension. It's been really great. We're going to the U.S. with the Norwegian Beatles in September to a festival there, and we were supposed to go now last weekend, but we had to cancel it. And you know, they love us over in the U.S. It's really great. It's really fun to go and play at these festivals with the Norwegian Beatles. So, and that's, you know, we get in contact with a lot of people, and they are interested in my album, and they, you know, they buy it from iTunes or download it and you get a small, you know, through all the media, Facebook and all the websites that you are a part of, you get a small group of people that follows you in a way.
Yeah, you've got to start somewhere, but, though, haven't you?
yeah, sure.
So, I mean, have you been to the UK?
Yeah, and within the Beatles band, we've been 5 years in a row, you know, now for the Beatle Week in Liverpool.
Oh, right, yeah.
5 years, yeah, in doing some gigs at the clubs and Matthew Street Festival, Bank Holiday. So it's been good.
Must be doing something right if they keep inviting you back.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. So that's the same with US. So something, you have done something right, I think.
So apart from the Beatles, who would you say are your biggest influences in yourself, you know, your own music writing?
You could always have a guitar hero or famous guitar as your number one, because the person is very good to as a musician. I think you have to be a good musician, but you also need, you know, attitude and something special.
Yeah.
And you also need to be a character or something like that. You know, it's you're doing a show. You are performing. So I my number one guy is you know, Philip Lynott from Thin Lizzy.
Yeah.
Because he wrote some very good songs, and he has a special character. He has he's a star as a fine musician and a fantastic songwriter and a singer and a performer and artist and you know, as a star, or, you know. And I also like my number, you know, John. You know, John is one of the guitar players that I really look up to, and as well as Gary Moore.
Yeah,
and which is one of my absolute favorites. Fantastic tone, really powerful tone, powerful playing, and that's what I like. Other artists, like you know, I think of B.B. King, because I think he has also fantastic tone, but he's also a really fun musician to watch and hear play. He's a fantastic person. And I also like bands like Manic Street Preachers, which I think they wrote some really good songs, interesting songs. And you know, there's a lot of bands, so that's but you know, that's the main the first people that I think of.
I mean, what do you like to do when you're not writing music or playing or moving house or driving or whatever?
Yeah. Okay, when I'm not driving car or playing band or music, I have two kids, two children that I, of course, would love spending time with, so... And the family and friends and I'm really active, you know, I'm doing a lot of things, bicycling and trips and traveling, you know, and I don't spend time in front of TV, but you know, listen to radio, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
Oh no, you're not wrong. You know, more people listen to the radio, I think.
It's good because you can have it, you know, and you can listen to it anywhere.
Yes.
These days.
Yeah, you can.
You know, it's fantastic with the technology, these days with, you could listen to, any kind of radio station anywhere.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's it. I mean, the internet's cool. You know, it's
yeah.
Really good for that, isn't it? You know, it is.
Yeah, you know, it's fantastic. So that's why I don't want it in front of TV. I could do a lot of other stuff. I can make myself useful, play guitar or sing a song, or maybe a new song pops up. I'm very satisfied with the songs, you know, on the album. That there are three songs that I'm really satisfied with, and the song which I sing with I think Marie Hadda. I sing the lines in English, and she would reply or repeat the line in the Sapmi, the local language for the Sami people. That song, I'm really satisfied with that song, and also our song number four, I think I'm really satisfied with, because those two songs just came out of the sky, you know, like messing around on the guitar one afternoon, and there was. So it's, as you say, you know, play a bit guitar, and you suddenly the song is there. If you work in studio you know, it's all about you know, time, your time schedule, your timetable, and you know, if you get in a certain kind of mode, things will come much more easier. You know, many of the songs in the past from the great artists, you know, has been written during nighttime.
Well, I'll tell you what, I shall let you get on with going home. And it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
It's fun to chat and tell, you know, it's always pleasant to tell about myself and all that. I would say, though, that I would love to the plan is now, you know, it's been a lot of things going on in my life, and you know, it's a long, it's personal stuff, and in the middle of it, you know, the album came out.
Yeah.
And became, oh, and then finally I will become a rock star.
Yeah, why not?
That's plan A.
Yeah, what's plan B?
I don't know about plan B. I don't know. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
Thank you for taking the time and having a chat with me anyway.
Yeah, that's cool.
And,
just say I'm a guitar hero in Norway. That's fine.
You know, yeah.
You know, nice talking to you.
Yes, and you too. All right, thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Yes, and you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
It rocks. 99.2. Herbitage FM.
All Along the Watchtower. And in the middle of that, of course, we had Mobile Dreams from the album Never Felt So Good by Howard Pedersen. And I really hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. As I said, Howard is a really great guy. And if you can go and check out his website, it's www.howardpedersen.com. All right, Howard is spelled H-A-V-A-R-D. Okay, because he's from Norway, it sounds different to how it's spelled. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I'd like to say a huge thanks to Howard for being my guest and supplying some great music and some great conversation.